This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Resource Center with me, Audrey Raj. It's that time of the month again, the time where we get the great folks at Open Minds to come in with our monthly dose of digital marketing updates. So in the studio with us today is founder of Open Minds, Jan Wong, and social media consultant at Open Minds, Celine Ting. So guys, what do you have in store for us on this episode?
Well, first and foremost, good morning. It's always a pleasure coming to really share the updates of the industry. So April has really been quite a busy month, especially for the folks at Facebook. In fact, today's episode, we pretty much focus just around Facebook, simply because of the F8 conference that they organized back in April. Now, there were many things that happened there. Not sure how many of the listeners out there actually followed this sequence, but they really launched quite a number of cool things like AI, artificial intelligence. They look a lot more for virtual reality. But the cool part here is that for us at Open Minds, we discovered that these two new things that they've launched really can help marketers. And this episode, we'll just dive into the various aspects and we'll probably tell you even how you can prepare yourself and move on to these few areas.
You know, the thing is that we've been talking about artificial intelligence and virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like something that will always... It just seemed like it was always in the near future, but now it's finally here and we are using it. And so now we have updates on Facebook on how everyone, practically anyone with Facebook,
exactly,
can use it, right?
And I mean, if you just think about it, back just a number of years back, everybody thought social was just a fad that would just fade away and people are saying, right, yeah, let's wait for it to go away. But look at it, social has become part of life. We've been using all these apps to communicate and all that. And personally, I think that this would be the similar to AR and also augmented reality as well and virtual reality. As it becomes more widely distributed, it would just become the next communication method even.
All right. So adapt or perish, right? All businesses need to get in on this.
Exactly.
All right. Let's ease into this discussion then. What's the simplest one that we can start off with?
I believe the simplest one we can start off with would be the Messenger business bots. So bots have been introduced quickly into the businesses when it first was introduced in the late 2016, as they help businesses automate generic and common inquiries from their customers with over about 100,000 chatbots on Messenger right now. So as cool as it already is, Facebook is not stopping at all. So the end goal for Messenger is to be the social living room for the world where people can hang out, share, chat, play games, and even buy things while being able to reach and connect nearly everyone wherever they are. So at this point, Messenger bots can be boosted in three different areas. So ways for users to discover businesses and brands, ways for users to connect by sharing their favorite music, play games, order food, and ways for developers to build on the all-new platform, which is their platform 2.0. So with that, you can imagine the kind of emphasis and potential these bots can play. So, for example, similarly to WeChat that operates in China, which effectively is locking in users without needing to even leave the app. Right. So while these features are still kind of unavailable in Malaysia yet, but businesses should already start investing into Messenger bots and to ensure that the page details are definitely updated and accurate so that when they are ready, everything is accurate and they have an advantage when it launches.
So just to get things clear here, when you say Messenger bots, is that really someone behind these bots or is it actually a totally automated machine that is responding to your messages?
Well, it's actually a bot. So it's not really someone behind the bot responding to your messages. So it is an artificial intelligence. What happened in F8 is that they are introducing smart replies for pages. So it's sort of...
It's kind of like your FAQ already. So it's
yes,
the kind of questions that you usually ask so you have a bot respond
yes
to it.
So
right?
Things like what are your business hours, what is your contact detail, where are you located, all these very basic information, they basically take it from the page itself and kind of answer these people. So it's a very... all these common questions that people ask on business pages.
All right.
Yep.
What else can these Messenger bots do?
So some new interesting additions to Messenger chat bots during mentioned in the F8 convention was, like what I mentioned, the smart replies for pages. So I think a lot of the pain, one pain point for small businesses is managing messages they receive. So small businesses can automate basic customer support by fetching the information from the page itself. Something else that's interesting also is also the handover protocol. So how that works is it's a new way for businesses to work with multiple developers for different experiences on messengers. So with this handover protocol tool, various vendors and developers will be able to pass control back and forth based on the context of the conversation. Mm. So, for example, if a business might want to have a personal shopping board and also a customer service board, the different vendors and developers will be able to manage the conversation together in one chatbot. And then also another interesting one, which they have only just rolled out to a few people in the US, is the Discover tab. So this Discover tab helps people to find the businesses that they care about in Messenger directly from their home screen. So people can find their recently used bots, popular experiences, and a free-form search field such as entertainment, news, food, and food, drinks, and even more.
In the long run, what do you think the benefits are for using these Messenger bots?
I guess some popular features of chatbots for businesses are to deliver personalized, curated content. So suggestions on certain information of a product based on the users or fans' preferences through sending them a list of questions. So once the users tap to view the selected product, it directs them to view the full content on the brand's website, which could also promote organic traffic. Another popular feature is it acts as a form of customer service. So it answers a preset simple question so that easier questions can be tackled without the brand manager actually attending to them one by one. So some benefits, we don't need to build, no longer need to build complicated chat apps, right? So with Facebook AIs at our own disposal, businesses can leave the routine chats to the Facebook AIs and only step in where required. So there are now also many free tools online that helps with creating chatbots with the basic functions such as smart reply, push notification that doesn't require any coding. Obviously, for bigger businesses, with more complex features, there is definitely recommended that they look for agencies that provide such services.
All right, moving on. We're going to talk about augmented reality, but we have to go for a quick break first. I'm speaking with Celine Ting and Jan Wong from Open Minds. It is your digital marketing updates with Open Minds on Resource Center, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
We're back. This is Enterprise. It's digital marketing updates with Open Minds on Resource Center. And in the studio with us, we have Jan Wong, who's the founder of Open Minds, and Celine Ting, the social media consultant of Open Minds. So, guys, before the break, we said that we'd be talking more about augmented reality. Mm-hmm. I've heard this term being thrown about so many times, but I'm not entirely sure if I understand what it means, augmented reality or AR.
Uh-huh.
Jan, put me out of my misery.
I'll try. So what happens is that the term augmented reality or AR has been really popular lately. Mm. But contrary to popular belief, this term isn't coined like right now. Right? This term has been around for the past 10 years or so. It's quite interesting because if you look at the word AR or augmented reality, it's really a combination of how you can use your phone's camera to take in a shot of reality, the surroundings around us, mm-hmm. and then to superimpose an augmented content on it. So for those of you that are confused right now, you just need to think Pokemon Go. So basically, if you play the game, you turn on the camera, you see these cute little creatures bouncing on your screen, perhaps on your car porch at home, and that's exactly how augmented reality really is.
Right. So it's something that is a combination of reality and make-believe.
Yes, actually, that's very well put, actually. But the main challenge about augmented reality in the past 10 years, as I mentioned, was really about distribution. Because back then, you require really huge equipment for this to work, a lot of processing power, and nobody was able to champion this and distribute this in the masses. Mm. But with Facebook now officially announcing this as part of Facebook feature in the recent F8 conference, we really see this may really make a dent in today's marketing world.
All right. So what kind of marketing opportunities does AR bring for businesses?
Well, plenty, really. In fact, if you look at the F8 conference and when the team in Facebook actually shared the various use cases, now, many may just think that AR can be used in games because they experience Pokemon Go, they think it's fun. But from a marketing point of view, it actually allows content to be posted anywhere, virtually anywhere. So this means that right now, content will no longer just be limited on news feeds that you need to turn on a device to look at it anymore. You can actually post how you feel right now or any bit of content. You can write article, post it right here in this studio even. Just that you will require the Facebook application to see it. So right. This means that especially if you are a business that operates on a premise, let's say a restaurant, this means that you can actually allow customers to post reviews or feedback on a physical wall. Hmm. You can actually add in tips or ratings or reviews on your restaurant's menu.
Right. I can imagine how handy that would be, you know, if I'm at a restaurant and really don't know what to order and, you know, if I can just turn on Facebook and it will tell me, you know, what are the best dishes that my friends enjoyed.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. In fact, AR can also be used in a situation where, let's say, you're walking on the street and you're looking for a place where your friend would recommend. You can turn it on, turn on your camera, just pan it around and you just see maybe faces of your friends popping up. It may sound freaky, but it shouldn't be. And you then discover which are the restaurants that are then recommended and which are not.
Right. But it's also great for stalking, I can imagine. Like, you know,
yeah,
you know what people have been.
I mean,
what been
social
doing.
Media has always been a double-edged sword.
That's true. All right. So other than these post-it notes and reviews at restaurants, what else are we looking at here when it comes to augmented reality?
I think for businesses that have a physical premise, this allows your marketing efforts to be a lot more interactive. It is not just operating and then getting people to like a page and go home after that. But on top of that, you can just engage them on the spot. You can even insert games maybe, or you can even put in some sort of interactive elements that allow your customers to interact with one another. Now, these are things where businesses have been trying to crack, really, especially in an environment where between ordering and waiting for your food to arrive, there's usually that 10-minute gap, 20-minute gap, so everybody just silently on their phones.
Yeah.
Right now, they can do something else to interact with your business.
Okay, that's great. All right, and also at the F8 conference, I heard that there was some updates to Facebook's camera effects.
Yeah, there is actually. So tied pretty closely to augmented reality, Facebook also introduced two new tools to the camera effects platform, namely Frame Studio and AR Studio. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just think Snapchat.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what was that? Okay.
Just think Snapchat. So it's all those cute animated filters that turns you into a bunny or a unicorn, which is definitely proven to have taken the world by storm, attracting many, many brands to also create custom filters of their own for marketing and branding purposes.
All right, so these new camera effects, I mean, you just said they're pretty much like what Snapchat does, you know, but what else can we expect from it?
So for something like Frame Studio, it allows businesses to create custom frames to be published to friends, family and fans. So these frames can be used on the Facebook camera or the profile picture frames.
Right.
So this is done through an online editor. You can then submit your design for approval, some details to be added such as description, start and end date that would need to be added. So then this is now available globally. So anyone can access the tool online.
All right, what about the AR Studio?
So for the AR Studio, it's something similar, but it takes frames a little bit further by having them animated and also making it interactive. So this means businesses can create animated masks without having to code them from scratch. And it could be used with the Facebook camera and with Facebook Live. So with that, you can simply leverage on Facebook script library and can respond to motion. So Facebook script libraries that can respond to motion, gestures, facial expressions and surroundings.
Right. So is this available to everyone?
Yeah, that was what I was just about to say. So however, the AR Studio is kind of still in open beta at the moment, but you can sign up to give it a go and just try it out. It is expected to launch soon, so marketers should definitely start testing it out and look out for opportunities to utilize them.
So how is it going to help these marketers and businesses?
So it is a great opportunity for brands to create custom filters and frame as a form of branding and marketing for this for all these brands. With also these tools, brands do not need to hire specific developers to create the frames from scratch. So it saves time, money, and also the headache of coding. But we have to take note that creators are not really allowed to place any logos or watermark in the frames. But brands can put in indirect placements of their brand elements and also USPs so that users can still identify frames with the brand while they are capturing photos using Facebook Camera or with Facebook Live.
All right. And finally, I think there's an update on Facebook Analytics. Tell us a bit about some of the announcements that were made at the F8 conference, Jen.
All right. Interestingly, Facebook, actually this update came as a surprise because Facebook has always been very proud of Facebook Analytics for apps.
Right.
And I think we shared this in a similar session, I think 2-3 months ago, where we spoke about how Facebook Analytics was then launched to focus purely on apps, to really track how apps behave and all that.
Mm.
But in the recent F8 conference, Facebook actually dropped the for apps word and really just expanded the Facebook Analytics platform across all channels.
So it's everything now.
So it's everything now, exactly. And it's to no surprise, really, because I think Facebook has also identified that people are not just focused and there's no real divider between apps and web in that sense, where everything on marketing is right now pretty much integrated. And with this consolidation of Facebook Analytics, marketers right now can really access all these rich audience demographics across all these different platforms, including messaging bots, by the way. Yeah.
Mm, okay. So right now, if you as a business, you had a website and you wanted Facebook to like do its analysis of your visits, your trends, they could do it for you too?
They can do it, exactly. And the difference between what we are very accustomed to with Google Analytics and Facebook Analytics right now is that Facebook has richer demographic information. And with this integration across all these different platforms, we call them multi-channel. Yeah. So with this take place, we can actually see how, for example, your ad is performing on Facebook. Who are the people that click on it, landed on your website, made a purchase, and then maybe continues to share another post on your Facebook page. Now, all these user or customer journeys, they're mapped out all in a single platform.
I can imagine it's going to be really dangerous, the kind of data that Facebook will hold on everything you do. I mean, they already know who you're related to, where you've been, how you feel about the food at a restaurant, and now this.
That's true. And that's why Facebook has always been one of the platforms that has the richest demographic data. And to be honest, it's something where even Google can't provide. Google is really good at search, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
But guess what? If marketers were able to combine data from these two different platforms, they're able to amass information that was never possible for them before this.
And also targeting the right customers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so how else is this new Facebook Analytics supposed to help marketers and business owners?
Especially for brands that have always been focusing on Facebook marketing, I think with a richer insight and customer analysis behavior, they are then able to target their customers a lot better in terms of postings, especially when you talk about ad buying. Right now, they can even put down requirements such as customers that have seen my posts, clicked on this button, these are the people I want to push ads to. So it's no longer just the usual demographics, the male, female and age gaps, but also behavioral. Like people that have went to my website before and done certain things, so the targeted options becomes a lot more richer than before.
All right. Then just before we go, guys, a personal question to the both of you. Out of all these announcements at the F8 conference, which single one are the both of you most excited about?
I think messenger
bots would
be the most exciting one. Yes, bot, definitely.
Okay. You see the great benefits in these messenger bots. Yes.
Definitely,
in the future.
Definitely, yes.
How do you think it's going to change the business scene right here in Malaysia?
I mean, it's quite simple, really. I think especially as Malaysians, we rely a lot on the so-called PM culture, a private messaging culture that we always like to send messages and expect a reply. So while this is cool for consumers, for the brands, it's a huge, major pain. Yeah, everybody comes in to ask similar questions over and over again, so much so that this could completely eliminate that. Imagine, right now, you as a brand, you can create a chatbot and the answers are automatically generated You don't need to hire somebody sitting down there to answer this. And answers will be given to your customers in the most direct and professional way.
Mm-hmm. It's like how we call the customer service hotline and
yes.
at the end still want to speak to the supervisor.
Exactly. Who can, everybody you know? Presses 0 or 9. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Celine Ting and Jan Wong from Open Minds. You've been listening to Digital Marketing Updates with Open Minds on Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.